The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Wild weekend for of sport. Mayo loss, Louth win, and Scotland and Hungary in an extraordinary game. Colm Mullany is with us. Let's start with the Euros. A game of, I was going to say two halves, but more three quarters and a quarter. It really took off in the final minutes.
Yeah, it did. 10 minutes of added time in that game between Scotland and Hungary last night, Anton. And Hungary winning by a goal to nil with that breakaway goal in the 100th minute. There was a lengthy period of added time because of a pretty serious injury to the Hungarian player Barnabas Varga, who is now in a stable condition in hospital.
That was a shocker, wasn't it?
Yeah, he collided pretty nastily with Angus Gunn, the Scottish goalkeeper, and real concern initially. But thankfully, the reports are pretty positive regarding Varga this morning. But in terms of the significance of that result, it means that Scotland finished bottom of their group at the Euros. Remarkably, it's the 12th time now that Scotland have been at a major tournament and failed to get out of the group stage. They huffed and puffed in the game last night. They went close. They felt they should have had a penalty in that game as well when the game was goalless. But
you could see their logic.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think Steve Clarke has been pretty critical in his post-match reflections, and I think he's right. I think they probably did deserve a penalty when Stuart Armstrong was bundled over in the area. But at the end of it all, they finished bottom of the group. Germany managed to finish top after they earned a late 1-1 draw with Switzerland and Frankfurt, the Germans emerging as one of the real contenders, I think, for the tournament. One of the other contenders in action again tonight, Spain have won their first two matches in Group B. They'll play Albania and Dusseldorf, and the other game tonight in that group is between Italy and Croatia, both of them at 8 o'clock. But I suppose we're getting in now to the business end, if you like, with the knockout stage coming into view at the weekend. But at the moment, you would say the Germans look in a reasonable position. Spain, France, England haven't been overly impressive so far, so let's see what'll happen.
You must have been very surprised, because you were doing commentary duties on what in advance of the weekend looked like the pick of the bunch, Switzerland, Germany, and it turned out to be...
Yeah, there was probably more. It's obviously Germany and Switzerland, two of the better teams in the tournament, but there was probably more significance in the Scotland game in that both of those teams were trying to get up into that third spot to maybe get themselves through to the knockout stage. But I think one of the trends that I've noticed in the tournament, Anton, and you probably have as well, is the amount of late drama in the games. Even last night, 100 minute for the Hungary goal. I think it was in the 96th minute or 92nd minute that Germany scored the goal. It seems to be on a trend all the way through the tournament that you've got to keep watching right till the very end, just in case something happens.
Meanwhile, in a sentence that I don't think has been said since the mid-1950s, Louth has beaten Cork.
Yes, they beat them in the 1957 All-Ireland final, if memory serves me correctly, and they beat them again yesterday in Inniskeen. A historic result for Louth. They're through to the All-Ireland quarter-finals after a 1-9-1-8 victory. Sam Mulroy holding his nerve with a late free there for Louth, and Ger Brennan's team now through to the last eight. The draw for the quarter-finals took place this morning. It's thrown up quite a few interesting ties, as you might imagine, Anton. Armagh will play Roscommon, Donegal versus Louth, Dublin against Galway, and Kerry against Derry. So that's the last eight lineup in the All-Ireland Football Championship this year. A couple of standout ties really there. Dublin and Galway should be interesting. I've had a feeling about Galway all year that they might, if they get everybody on the pitch at the same time, that they might cause some of the top teams some real trouble. They've got an opportunity to do that now against the reigning champions next weekend. And many of you listening at home will remember Derry and Kerry's cracker in the All-Ireland semi-final last year. So a repeat of that game coming up next weekend as well. Good games in the Tailteann Cup semi-finals yesterday. Down in Sligo went to extra time. Down won it by 120-215 in the end. Leash beat Antrim by 312-113 in the hurling quarterfinals over the weekend as well. Cork beat Dublin and Clare got past Wexford. So it was Limerick, Cork and Clare against Kilkenny in the All-Ireland semi-finals. We had penalties, as you mentioned, with Mayo losing out
another
to Derry
stunner
on Saturday nights, and loads of drama. But the Football Championship now, obviously having been a little bit of a slow burner up to now, kind of ignited over the weekend.
Very disappointing for Mayo.
It is, and they probably should have seen that game out in Castlebar. They have had an opportunity in extra time as well to go 2 points up, which would have seen the game out. But you've got to credit Derry. They were under real pressure coming into that game. They'd certainly lost their form, having been so good in the National League earlier on this year. But I think they'll fancy that game against Kerry next weekend in Croke Park.
Well, we're talking disappointment. Bit of a mare for Leona Maguire in her last round.
Yeah, disappointing finish at the Women's PGA Championship. Final round of 76. So that saw her finish on 4 over par overall. It was in a reasonable position heading into the weekend, but a disappointing end in the end. Tie for 24th at that tournament, where Amy Yang was the winner on 7 under par. And there was success last night, Anton, as well, for Porrick Harrington, who won the another victory on the Champions Tour. He's been absolutely superb.
And this is his hat trick, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 in a row at the Dick's Open in New York. He won by a shot on 15 under par last night.
Well, fair play to Porrick. Long may it continue. Carl, as ever, thank you very much. That is Carl Mullany.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.